reading Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 15. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken to the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius, the governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for a baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in their fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great companion of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened with the Lord has told us about."
The question is, friends, why was God's own son born in a shed? And on the sheets, you'll see a verse from the Bible that tells us why. Can you see it? "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich." Do you see this bowl here? This bowl here is basically full of £1 coins and a bit of chocolate money just to make it sparkle. Anyone like to guess how many pound coins are in this bowl? I'll give a prize to the person who's nearest. You've cheated. You haven't cheated, but Jim's cheated because I told him earlier. Who's going to guess? 65? 65? Any advance on 65? 350. Well, I'm a bit unnerved because it is exactly 350. How did you know that? So, well done, Nicholas. Always good to think of the children. £350 coins in there. What I've got is two bowls, a bowl full of money, and an empty bowl. Two bowls, two people. A rich person, full of money, and a poor person, empty. And the question is this, friends, is which do you think you are? And Jesus says, if we don't enjoy, if we don't know God's love, then we are poor. And we may have a load of toys. We may have a Fortnite Nerf gun or a Fluffy Pepper Pig or some Adidas crepes, as I've been learning to call them recently. Trainers, I think they are. Gym shoes. Or a carbon fiber road bike or a BMW or a very big house with lots of bathrooms or a big garden. But none of those things make you rich. You could still have loads of toys, but be like this bowl. Empty. Empty. That is us, says God, and this is Jesus. He is rich. And you say, "Hold on, hold on. I thought you just said he was born in a shed. What kind of a rich man is born in a shed?" Yes, but I'm talking about before he was born. See, he is God's own son. And the whole world belongs to him. Every star, every planet, all the fish in the sea, all the animals in the jungle, every field, every mountain is his to enjoy. Every house, it's all his. But you know, that's not what makes him rich. What makes him rich is that he enjoys God's love. From before the beginning of time, he has loved his father, and his father has loved him. And because of that, Jesus is someone who had everything you could ever want. He is rich. And our verse says, do you see, though he was rich, he became poor. God's own son had everything you could want, but he became poor. He was born in a shed. But he became even poorer. He had to run away, and he became a refugee living in a foreign land. But he became even poorer. When he grew up, his family laughed at him. And the people he came for, they didn't really want him. And one of his friends handed him over to the police. But he became even poorer. Because do you know what the soldiers did? They beat him. And they spat at him. And they whipped him. But he became even poorer. They nailed him to a cross. And he became even poorer than that. Because do you remember what he cried out on the cross? When he was dying, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? God's own son. He had everything. He was rich, but he became poor. And you say, but why? Why did he become poor? Well, it says it in our verse. Do you see? Yet for, do you see? Your sake he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich. He did it for our sake. He did it for us. And friends, do you see what's happened? He became poor. His bowl has become empty. But do you see what's happened to our bowl? It's become full. He became poor that we might become rich. Let's just see if we can nail that. Can I ask all the people this side of the room, so from John to that side, to stand up. I know it's going to be a little complicated with you guys on the tiered ceiling. The middle group, you all stand, okay? So sort of all that middle group on the tiered ceiling, you all stand, okay? And I'm going to say, don't do it yet, I'm going to say Jesus became poor. And when I say poor, I want you all to sit down. And then I'm going to say that we might become rich. And when I say rich, I want you all to stand up. Okay? Do you get what we're doing? Are you ready? Jesus became poor that we might become rich. Now, the people who are standing, we're going to reverse it. Jesus became poor that we might become rich. One last go, you're going to join in with me though. So you're going to say it with me. Jesus became poor that we might become rich. Do you see the pattern? Do sit down. Brilliant job. He went down so that we might go up. He became poor so that we might become rich. And you say, well, okay, what is this bowl of riches that he's given us? Well, he was rich because he was God's own son. He enjoyed God's own love. That's what made him rich. And we were poor because we didn't enjoy God's love, because we thought we were better off without God. It's like our friendship with God is broken. And at that first Christmas, God sent his son into the world to fix that broken friendship. He sent him to earth to be born in a shed, to live as a refugee, to have no home, to be mocked, to be beaten, to be nailed to a cross, to take all the blame for all that we have done. He made himself poor, like us, because he knew that's what it would take to fix our friendship with God. And that's what he did, all so that we could enjoy God's love. Now, back in the autumn, some of us were thinking about the difference between bubbles and a cricket ball. Do you remember the difference between bubbles and a cricket ball? The toys that we play with, the bikes we ride, the cars we drive, the houses we live in are a bit like bubbles. I'm not very good at bubbles. Oh, it needs to be a bit bigger than that, don't they? Why are they so small? Those are a bit better. The thing about bubbles is they're very beautiful. They're very shiny. But they do just burst, don't they? They just burst. And the toys we play with are like bubbles. They're very shiny, but they do just burst. They don't last. But God's love is like a cricket ball. It's solid. And friends, this Christmas, you may celebrate in a very big house with a huge dining table and loads of candles and loads of chocolates, and you may get everything you wished for on your wishing list, but God says, that doesn't make you rich. It doesn't make you rich. It's just bubbles. It won't last. And friends, this Christmas, you may be feeling very poor. Maybe it's been a hard year for you, and you feel you don't really have much to celebrate or much to look forward to. You're not like other people. You seem to be better off than you in so many ways. But do you see, if you have Jesus, you have God's love. And God's love will never burst. Its batteries will never run out. It won't break. It won't get stolen. You can't get fired from it. It won't come to an end when you mess up. It's not ruined by ill health. It's always with you, wherever you are, always with you. And even death can't separate you from God's love. God's love is solid. And what that means is this Christmas, if you have God's love, you are not poor. You are not poor. You are rich. You are rich with riches that last forever. Now, I don't know, as we close, maybe you've heard the Christmas story 100 times and it's become a bit old. Well, do you know, looking at this verse has just helped me see again the wonder of it. Because I don't know what you think about God. I wonder if there are some days when you think of him as a little bit mean. You think he's out to take from you. Well, look again at our verse. Look again at Jesus. Look at the Son. And you see what the Father is like. And you see he's not out to take from you. He's come to give. Let's go back to the bowl, shall we? If this is all the money that someone had, that's all the money they had, and they gave you that much, what would you think of them? That's pretty kind, isn't it? They've given you quite a bit of money. That's kind. If this was all the money someone had and they gave you like that much, what would you think of them? I mean, they've given you nearly half a bowl. That's pretty kind, isn't it? But there's still some left over, isn't it? What would you think of them if they gave you everything? You think, well, they're pretty kind. And that is what our God is like. That's how kind he is. You look at Jesus and you see he didn't just give you some of the money. He gave you all of it. He poured out everything. He poured out everything for you. Gave so much to you and me that he ended up poor. And that's how much he wanted to make you rich. That's how much he wanted you to know how much he loves you. And I wonder, do you feel the wonder of that? There is a God who loves you that much that he's prepared not just to give you a little bit of what he's got, but give you everything. And he's given you everything so that you could be truly rich. Not bubbles, but cricket ball. So friends, this Christmas, have you clocked what God's present to you is? If you had a present under the tree, and it was lying under the tree, and someone said, "Oh, that present, open that, that is true riches." What would you do with that present? You'd open it, wouldn't you? You'd unwrap it. You wouldn't leave it under the tree. Well, friends, if you've never unwrapped the present that God gives us at Christmas, if you always just left it under the tree, this would be a great Christmas to open it up and enjoy it. Enjoy God's love for you. And that is what will make you rich. It'll make you truly rich. Let's pray. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for the wonder of Christmas, that you were prepared to become poor, so that we might become rich. So that we might enjoy the true riches of God's love forever. We praise your name, and we pray that you'd help us to unwrap that present more and more and more in the days and weeks and months ahead. Amen.